This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We're in the home stretch, as they say. Although I don't know who they are. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. Okay, it's right there. It asks you for join to get the weekly email. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend on the air. And we've got a live chat room at the website, therealside.com. We also have one at the Facebook. That's it, on the Facebook page, which is always exciting. And again, I appreciate the time you spend with us. I appreciate the time you spend trying to find us and trying to find the show. I know it's getting tougher and tougher on social media to find it. Or so I've been told, and by people I trust, and are technically savvy enough to could find it if they had to. But there are some groups out there, as you'll hear next week, that really aren't interested in trying to help out. They're really not interested in making things easier for guys like me, if you would. Right? Anyway, I'm trying to sidetrack. Yeah, I'll just take the call. I know it doesn't sound right. Oh, well, Dakota, you were on the phone, and apparently I hung up on you because I hit the wrong button because I have sausage fingers. So call back and I'll pick up your call. I don't care. I mean, I care that you called. I just, sorry. God. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, I know. What can I tell you? 855-732-5563. Chicago, Sharpton, Jackson. Where are you when we need you? Seven were killed in one neighborhood, and I think this is a record, 12 lousy hours. Isn't that wonderful? So seven people, including four men, killed in a gang-related attack at a fast food restaurant, and a pregnant woman found with a gunshot wound to their head were gunned down Thursday in three separate incidents within blocks of each other. The latest conclusion of violence, or convulsion of violence, excuse me, which occurred over a 12-hour period in the city's Southside neighborhood, comes to Chicago tallying nearly 900 murders in the past 15 months. Two people, 27-year-old man and 23-year-old woman, were fatally shot as they drove near the South Shore Culture Center. Right? And you can't get guns here. It's a gun-free zone. You can't own guns in Chicago. In a quadruple homicide, 7 hours earlier, four male victims were found in and around the fish and chicken restaurant. Police said a male suspect approached the restaurant and fired the shots. When officers arrived at the scene, they found two of the victims. Now, see, maybe, just maybe, if somebody there had a gun, they could have stopped the whole thing. I don't even know if they would have shot the place up, right? I don't know, maybe this whole Chicago thing is a carryover from the mob days. 28-year-old Emmanuel Stokes, 32-year-old Edwin Davis inside the restaurant. Dylan Jackson, 20, was found dead outside the restaurant. His brother Raheem Jackson, 19, was found in a nearby yard. Jackson's brother's mother worked in the restaurant where they were shot. What a great thing to know or see. She'll never be able to go back to work there, will she? right? I mean, shortly after noon, police responded to an incident in an apartment building, which wasn't far from the restaurant. A young lady who had a gunshot wound in her head. She was a beautiful person, said her mom, who spoke to the local news source. Mayor Rahm Emanuel called the killings evil. They are evil. Do something about them. And where's Sharpton and Jackson when you need them? Why aren't they there putting a rally together or you know, marching for peace and calling for their people, the black community, to help stop this? Get out on the street and help stop this. I mean, even if you gave these people guns, I don't know if they could do anything at this point. It's so rampant out there. Send in the National Guard. I mean, let's stop talking about how beautiful these people were. And what a chance so-and-so had of making it to college. What a chance he may have had. How about we get in there and actually do something about it? Right? What do you think? Dakota from Oregon, what do you think? Shouldn't Jackson and Sharpton get out there and actually do something that they don't get paid for?
You know, good evening, Joe.
Good evening.
I got to say, I got to agree with you. And I have some friends of mine that live in Chicago, too, and they tell me it's really, really hectic to go out at mm-hmm. night. I actually have an aunt that used to work at one of the high-end retail stores and malls in the area of downtown Chicago, and she was scared to go out to her car at night because she was afraid she was going to get shot.
Welcome to America.
So she actually had to.
Terrible.
Yeah. I'm 25 years old, and I'm afraid that sometimes something's going to happen like that near my neighborhood.
That's terrible.
My sister, I mean, just to give you a little context, my sister is getting a job up in Seattle. My little sister just graduated from college. I'm terrified for her. I'm terrified. I don't know what she's walking into.
Unreal. It's just I grew up in Boston in the 70s, and it wasn't this bad. So, Dakota, what can I do for you? I know you didn't. I don't think you called for that. I wrangled you into that one.
No, I'm happy. I'm happy to answer. You know, I'm a first-time caller, and you know, we both know Representative Bill Post.
Oh yeah,
another
great guy. I like him.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He opened my mind to a lot of things. And that way, you know, I've kind of watched your show whenever I could. But, Joe, I wanted to get your opinion.
Okay,
on,
Dakota, can you hold on just a little bit longer? I got to go for a break. When I come back, you'll be the first call I take, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back with Dakota after the break. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
We are back. That's right, you come after us. Oh, God bless America. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff, labels that have been put on guys like me, and they mean, as I always say, they mean absolutely nothing. Let's get back to Dakota from Oregon. I appreciate his call. And Dakota, thanks so much for having patience and hanging in there.
Yeah, no problem.
I apologize for my dog in the background, if you can hear her.
It's all good.
But Joe, I wanted to get your opinion on our governor of my state, Kate Brown, who I don't know if you've read in the papers today or the last couple of days, but the press has sort of dubbed her the queen of the resistance when it comes to the president, saying that she will refuse any order from the White House in sending National Guardsmen from our state to the southern border. And that just recently today, as a matter of fact, she announced that she would sign a Senate Bill 1526, which I'll spare the details, the minor details, but getting down to it, it's going to cut Oregon out of the loop of any tax cuts or any economic beneficiary insights, I mean, the goods, effectively, that are coming from the Trump administration. I couldn't think of a better way to say it, but
no,
the goods, the meat and potatoes sort of thing. She's going to be convening a special one-day session to protect over $1.6 billion in tax money for Oregonians. And in fact, when you listen to any other Oregonians besides the governor, they're saying that she's out of her mind, it's unconstitutional, and it's going to get tied up in court.
Yep.
Now, I know before we went on break, you and I both know Bill Post.
Right.
Bill was saying today that he is going to be absolutely against this special session. So when it comes down to it, Joe, I just wanted to get your opinion of a governor such as mine. What's your opinion about that? Do you think that they're fulfilling their oath of office, or are they just being plain foolish?
Well, first of all, do you have a recall? Can you recall people on a ballot in your state? She needs to be the first to be recalled. Let's start there. I mean,
yeah.
She really seriously considering basically blowing off the tax cuts and any kind of tax benefit the federal government wants to give you. Now, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You're sitting there going, yeah, I think it's a good idea if I give the feds more money out of my – I hate getting more money in my paycheck, right? Isn't that what most of you guys are saying?
Yeah. I agree with you. And to answer the question, yeah, we can recall a governor, but it would take a process that nobody's willing to start right now. I mean, we have a great – Secretary of State right now, Secretary Dennis Richardson, who ran against her predecessor, John Kitzhaber, the only governor in our history as a state to resign office from a criminal investigation, mind you.
No, I was going to say, you guys are in the same shape California is. I mean, you've got the Dems that are running the House up there, and you know, you talk about the National Guard. Let's first deal with something. She can't really, and I don't know who's going to enforce this, but the left seems to only adhere to the laws that they like. They think the laws, you can pick and choose which ones you want to follow. So she thinks she's going to be able to say, oh, I don't have to send anybody there. But the president has the right to bring in the National Guard. He can only take so many of them, you know, a certain percentage of them, and he can only do it in times when there's trouble or a security issue in the United States as a whole. So when you're talking about a quote-unquote invasion at the southern border, that is a term or a guideline by which President Trump can activate the National Guard and take a percentage of them to come to the border. I don't believe, but I'm not a scholar, And I will find out because I'm curious about this myself. I don't believe that she can refuse to send the National Guard. He has the right to activate the guard or not activate the guard in a national emergency. But on top of that, I want to go back to this thing where she's saying she refuses. It seems like some of these on the far left, they forget that we have a constitution. And they think they can write an edict. They think they can write a law to overrule the Constitution. Or they've forgotten all of this. And you guys are, just, like I said, the same boat as California, and you have the same issues. So how does Kate Brown get in to begin with?
Well, it's a funny story, Joe. When Kitzhaber resigned, she was Secretary of State. So according to our constitution in the state of Oregon, the line of succession goes the Secretary of State, I believe the Attorney General, and then the Treasurer and the Labor Administrator. And since Kitzhaber resigned, she was automatically the first to be elevated to the governorship. And we don't have a lieutenant governor in our state. We tried to introduce legislation in the House, I believe in 2009, 2010. I forget the title of the legislation, but in essence, it would create the office of lieutenant governor. And because the Democrats have been in majority since 2006, just around the same time on the national level when the Democrats came into Congress, they killed the legislation.
Wow.
And ever since Governor Neil Goldschmidt, then from the Jimmy Carter era, got elected, it's been nothing but Democratic governors, except for one instance of Vic Atiyah, the only Republican governor who, in most Oregonians' minds, was one of the greatest governors we ever had. And yeah. I know you got a show to do, and I won't take too much more.
You're running out of time. I think your governor's out of her mind. I think she's like most left leaning governors or left governors, where she thinks she can make the laws as she goes because she's the governor, which is the supreme commander in chief of the universe. It just doesn't work that way. Dakota, thanks for the call. I really appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you participating. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Yeah, yeah, there you go. No way, daddy. Yeah. I ain't going to school.
We are back. This is enough school for me. I am Joe Bacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And it really, you got to tune in. You got to get involved. We have a live chat room on the website. We have a live chat room. And if you have a smartphone, okay, if you have it on your smartphone, then you can pull our, we have an Android and Apple app, and you can be listening to it live. Now, if you have the older Apple app, I'm being told that you have to uninstall and reinstall. There was a major change made to the app, and for some odd reason, Apple won't let us do it the way we would normally do it. You've got to do a total upload, new upload. So anyway, do what you can. That way there, you can actually email during the show, you can text during the show, you can do all kinds of stuff from the application. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Now, apparently, if you were listening to the last segment, Dakota from Oregon called in and talked about the wonderful governor, left-leaning, progressive socialist, Governor Kate Brown out of Oregon. And how she wants to pass, she's calling a special session because she wants to pass a law that would basically nullify all the tax benefits you got from Trump. These people are so rabid, so sick when it comes to President Trump. They hate him so much. You know, this is the love Trump's hate people, right? How do you hate a person that much? But she hates him so much that she doesn't even want you to take advantage of tax benefits, tax breaks, that he's made available. Or actually, the government's made available. He just drove it. So your governor in Oregon, we're at 1220 a.m. out of Salem. Your governor in Oregon, you're the ones that have really, you got to change it. Sign the recall petition. It's, recall Kate. Oh, that's easy enough. RecallKate.com. It's RecallKate.com. Head over there and get her gone. Send a message and show them, get her gone. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, I don't know where. Oh, Chicago. I was trying to figure out, can anybody tell me the location of Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson? Because, you know, you would think they'd be running there to save those people, running there to save the poor black community there in South Chicago. They're just seven people killed in a 12-hour period. I mean, seriously. And not a word. Not a word. I mean, and Rahm Emanuel, the best he could do is he calls the killings evil. You know, I'm going to go further. You look at the officials are evil, and frankly, you people that keep voting them in, what's wrong with you? I mean, you can't blame the Republicans for everything. You can't blame the conservatives for everything. You could do it, but it's not true. And as Donald Trump said, you know, why don't you put some Republican, some conservative guidance in there? Why don't you do that? What are you afraid of? Goes on to say, there's a level of depravity and evil about an individual who shoot a pregnant woman. No, really? There's a level of evil and depravity of an individual who would walk into a restaurant and in front of a mother shoot her sons. Killer, Rahm, you're from Chicago. You know how this works. Killers are killers. There's no feeling there. They're doing a job. They're doing a deed. They're done. It's finished. And it wouldn't matter whether they had a gun or no gun. If they needed a sword to do it, they would get it done. And stop blaming other states for your woes. If the states around us would ban guns, they wouldn't be able to get in here. No, they'd get them from somewhere else, as they always do. And don't give me the stuff it would be easier, or not. It wouldn't be as easy to make it harder for them. So, when they want to kill somebody, they'll get the guns. And it's gang-related, which makes it even worse, because there's no way the gangs are going to give them up. Oh my God, now it's illegal to have a gun. You know, it's illegal to kill people. It's illegal to have to sell drugs. All that stuff's going on in your city. I mean, seriously, sometimes you've got to sit here like I do with my friends and go, this is a sickness. I never believed it before, but it is. It's a sickness. You know, I got to somebody. Some of you remember, Tammy will know who it was, Stacey Dash. What movie was she in? Was she in? What?
Clueless.
Clueless. Oh, was that documentary about the Democratic Party?
Pretty much.
Okay.
But she's also been on Fox. She's been on Fox.
Well, yeah, no, she's been a commentator. I get that. But she was on Clueless, and I think she had a few other parts in movies and television. So she has withdrawn from a congressional race here in California. She was actually running for Congress. I mean, good for her. And I think sometimes they don't realize what it takes to run and, you know, the kind of things that are going to happen. So I heard from a very good source that she pulled out of the race because they were getting death threats. Her family was getting death threats. Good, bad, or indifferent. That's what I heard. And another person I know on Facebook put up a post that talked about another Democrat in California pulling out of a candidate race, or a Republican pulling out, and said that, you know, well, yeah, we don't need any more Republicans, we don't need this, we don't need that, because, you know, because California is running so well on their Democrat rule, right? So I made the comment that, of course, they're pulling out. You've got people threatening them when they run. Is that the only way you could win? Stacey Dash was threatened, and so she decided to drop out. And the person responded to me that, well, Stacey Dash is an actress. She loves the drama. I don't believe a word of it. My response? So let me see. Here's a woman who claims she's been threatened with either death or bodily injury. A woman. And your response is she's an actress. She likes the drama. Now, a human being would have responded, and I wrote this, that I don't believe it necessarily, but if somebody did threaten her, that's wrong. It's not the way to do this. It's not right. And can't you say that? She wouldn't respond yes. She wouldn't say yes, that would be wrong. And I finally said to her, so in your way of thinking and what you've written in the past and what you're writing now, is if a Republican is threatened, that's fine, that's okay, and it's unbelievable. But if a Democrat is supposedly threatened, it's a whole different animal. Oh, my God, we have to call it the National Guard. We have to protect that person. We have to do everything humanly possible to make sure no harm comes. And that's where the Democrat Party has gone. That's what's happened. Isn't that great? And I've said this all along, and I mean it. They have hated us forever. They have hated us forever. And this election has just brought it to the surface. They've never liked you. They've never looked for equality either. They want control. They've always wanted control. How does... When partisanship is at the top of your list, you're no longer an American. You can't be. When you're not thinking of what's best for America first, there's something wrong with you. That Oregon governor, who is simply mad that Americans and Oregonians, people that she oversees, people that she's responsible for the welfare of, Oregonians are going to see tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars come back to them. And she's not interested because a Republican president that she doesn't like. See, I think Obama left these people so entitled that we'd have the same issue if Ted Cruz was in power or president. We'd have the same problem if, what's his name, Rand Paul made it. I mean, they wouldn't be doing some of the things he's doing, don't get me wrong, but they would still be screaming, Hillary lost. They still can't figure out how that happened. They can't figure out that how that cold-hearted non-human, that's what she acted like, how she didn't get elected. Oh, that's just amazing to me. Well, it's amazing to me. So all that stuff is amazing to me. I never understand how you guys scream about how Republicans treat women, and then you were willing to vote for somebody who was probably the biggest victim shamer on the planet. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, Sunny-Bay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Tell them about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
The mouse moving is no noise. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be part of the conversation. Please be part of the solution. Do not be part of the problem. Really, seriously. I mean, a lot of you like to complain and you hop up on Facebook and you write a few comments and we never see you again. And I don't mean we being me. The collective we. But myself and others need you to come out. You need to be part of the solution. So I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really truly helping push the truly helping push the message forward. Let me see. How much fun. We were talking about the Chicago. I'm just amazed. I'm amazed the black community isn't up in arms. I'm amazed the black community isn't screaming on a regular basis. I'm amazed that they allow, you know, they keep reelecting Rahm Emanuel, and the same groups that cause them their headaches, their problems, their hassles, their aggravation, they keep putting them back in. And sometimes, you know, the cold part of me just wants to say, hey, these are your people. You did it. You keep putting them in, then you suffer with what you get. That simple. And they have a track record. It wasn't like, well, we had to vote them in, find out what they were going to do. You already know what they're going to do. Nothing. Because they don't care about you. They never have. They never will. your voting platform, and that's it. Steven Spielberg is bowing to pressure. Well, he really is. I don't see any other way to do it. So he's talking about making a new version of Indiana Jones, and the lead will go to a woman. Because nothing says equality for women like remaking an old movie, right, where the hero is a male. And he's not a hero because he's a male. He's a hero because of what he's done. And now we need to change that to female. Because that's what moviegoers want. What's funny is most women I know are not bang, bang, shoot 'em up type of women. They don't like those kind of movies. Where most guys are. The more blood and guts, the happier they are. Now, Steven Spielberg thinks it's time for moviegoers to meet Indiana Jones. The director revealed to The Sun earlier this week that he is considering having Harrison Ford's iconic Indiana Jones character be played by a woman. How, it couldn't be Indiana then, could it? Yeah, whatever. We'd have to change the name from Jones to Joan, and there would be nothing wrong with that, he said. Spielberg and Harrison are set to reunite to film the fifth installment of Indiana Jones. But the director confirmed that the film will mark Ford's final go at playing the archaeology professor. This will be Harrison Ford's last Indiana Jones movie. You know, he said, but I haven't stopped making them. Though considered of the franchise devotees fan, Spielberg believes that the time has come from the renowned character to take a different form. Especially amid recent Me Too. Because, you know, the Me Too is all about women not getting better jobs or women not being the hero in a movie. That's what it was all about. This is how out of touch these people are. The Me Too movement was about women being taken advantage of, about women being raped, women being sexually assaulted to get any part in Hollywood. What's he going to do, make it up to womankind all over the place by giving them the, by giving them a how's this? Hey, you want to freak them out? The position was already made heroic by a male. What are you going to do, take it away from them? It doesn't, your reasoning makes no sense. He goes on to say, I've been very lucky to be influenced by women, several of whom I have just loved madly, my mom and my wife. The director, who has been a strong advocate for the Time's Up campaign for gender equality, really did do something about it. Let me see your management team from your production company. Are they mostly women? Are they half women? It's like I said earlier, do we put people in positions because of their color, their gender? Or do we put people in certain positions because they're good at it? And how are the gender-neutral people about this? I mean, seriously, if there is no male or female, then how is it that we have to give a female a leg up? How can you actually say that females don't have the upper hand? Anyway. The envisioning an Indiana Jones, Spielberg said, should help with the transition, you know, in Hollywood and truly enforcing some kind of equality. The Ready Player One director has been an adamant about ensuring the lead actors and actresses receive the same pay. Well, that's nice. Everyone was equally paid on the post Tom Hanks and Meryl Streep. Got the same exact paycheck, right down to perks. Why? Who's the bigger drawer? Right? Who, from a box office standpoint, who brings more people in? Why should it matter what you have for genitalia? Does it make any sense? Seriously, if you're a big draw, I say drawer and you laugh at me. I say draw, you laugh at me. If you're a big pole, then you get more money. That's how it works. And it's fine, and it's the way it should be, and it shouldn't matter what sex you are. I did the university hiring the psychobabblist, right? That's all they are to me. Psychobabblists. You know, yesterday Tammy Bruce was on, what is that thing called? Fox. She made a comment that I thought was great, more people should pay attention to. She said that California's latest contradictions are welcoming criminals but warning about dangerous coffee. I mean, think about the laws that we enact here in California. It's crazy. She said, think about something. The state passes a law welcoming, embracing, and protecting criminals, directly endangering citizens. Then the same state passes laws and judges issue orders that make no sense except to micromanage people's lives. What you can drink, what you can eat. The same week that a number of cities and counties in California sued their own state over the dangerous law making the state a sanctuary for illegal aliens, a judge issued a ruling to save California from themselves and their coffee drinking habit. The suit was brought against Starbucks and 90 companies under controversial law passed by the California voters in 1986 that has been credited with culling cancer-causing chemicals from a myriad of products. But it has also led to quick settlement shakedowns. In other words, they don't drag these things on. It's X amount of dollars. You pay the fine and you move forward. And we had a guy that they proved. It had to do with the American Disabilities Act. You had to have so much space between counters and shopping aisles and all that, or else you get sued. They had a guy in a wheelchair. First they would go find these places they knew didn't comply. And they found a guy in a wheelchair that they split some money with, and they would send him into these stores, and when he couldn't move around, he would tell them they were in violation, and the next thing they knew, they got sued. They didn't have time to fix anything. There was no letter saying, I'd like to frequent your store more often, but I can't because you're in violation of the law. You have so many days to fix it. No. They got sued, it got settled, and some of those stores had to close down. But is that great that the legislators were fine with that? Because they didn't change it. They didn't do anything to fix it. Now, there are no consensus about the health benefits or dangers of coffee. I mean, we go through cycles where it's bad for you, we go through cycles where it's really good for you. It's unlikely to cause a breast, prostate, or pancreatic cancer. And yet, we have to put a warning on it that it might cause cancer. That's what the judge wants you to do. And the same judge would probably uphold the sanctuary state law. Isn't that great? Shows you really what they're thinking about, what they're behind, and what they're willing to do for you, which is basically nothing. Hey, listen, check out the Sex Ed Sit Out website, sexedsitout.com, sexedsitout.com, April 23rd. Coming to a school near you. Get involved in this one. Seriously, we're so over-sexualizing our kids, and they still can't do math or read or write, but heck, they can put a condom on a cucumber. Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Remember, sexedsitout.com. Hey, always appreciate your time with me. Thank you so much for being with me today. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.